This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I know, you know, a lot of Facebook people are going to think that I'm being really, you know, a party pooper because I'm attacking some of the memes. But I think things are just getting a little ridiculous. And, you know, before everybody goes too far, I think I need to say something, okay? Not that anybody listens to me. But I was on John Phillips' KABC show yesterday when Senator Joe Biden's vice presidential pick, Kamala Harris, came out. I mean, we all knew it. We talked about it on the show. We knew it was going to be Kamala Harris. All right. But within seconds, after I get off air with John Phillips, I go onto Facebook, and I'm seeing memes of, you know, Kamala Harris's legs in the air and pictures of, you know, cartoons of her on her knees, and you just see legs spread and all these different sort of memes that, I mean, as a woman, it's really, really insulting. I mean, you may not agree with her politically, but when you see things like that and you see it from all sides, you're kind of like, okay, I don't know if anybody thinks they're helping, you know, Trump win or trying to help Biden win, but showing cartoons of women with their legs spread is a real bad choice. And especially when you need the women's vote, all right? And women don't like to see any woman objectified like that or you know, pinned up like that. And because it's, here's the thing, all right? And you know, mind you, I am, you know, very pro-man. I love men. I think men are getting a real, real bad rap. And I think that we have a lot of good guys out there, you know, being accused of things or, you know, being pushed out of jobs and all that because, you know, they're a man. And so, you know, sometimes I'm criticized for being too, you know, pro-man, which I think is stupid, okay? You know, I mean, we love each other, we support each other, we move on. But what bothers me about that whole thing, and again, I'm not a big fan of Kamala Care, which we're going to talk about, you know, what is her stance on health care, and, you know, I might not be a big fan of what she did as district attorney. What bothers me about this is when there's a presidential pick or vice presidential pick, okay, and it's a dude, all right, you know, they criticize him or they go after, you know, his record. They go after, you know, with her, the first thing they did, even though they've been attacking her record, but the first thing they did had to do with her vagina, had to do with her legs. And this is something we women have been trying to fight this whole time. And let me talk about this concept of sleeping to the top, all right? So people are accusing Kamala Harris. Where this all came from is I guess she dated Honorable Willie Brown. And this was back in the 90s. And allegedly he was married. And he was 30 years her senior. And they dated for some time, and then he becomes mayor of San Francisco, and they break up. And so there's been a lot of debate on that sort of relationship. And, you know, and okay, whether she did or not, whenever I hear that a woman is accused of having slept to the top or slept her way to the top, women like that don't last unless they have substance, okay? If all somebody has is sex, then once they do get into that CEO position, or once they do get that movie part, or once they do, you know, get into that position that they so-called slept their way to, they need to have some substance, otherwise they don't last. You know, I've never imagined a world where I slept to the top because sex for me isn't my forte. You all know I'm horrible at sex. So I've never been able to imagine using sex to promote my career, because if I had sex with anybody, it would just basically kill my career right then and there. In fact, they would probably be, you know, suggesting that I even lose my body parts. I don't even deserve, you know, the boobs because I'm that bad at sex. So I can't imagine, being that role. But I got to tell you something, all right? Guys sleep their way to the top, too. Now, I'm not saying Kamala Harris did. I'm just saying this concept of, oh, well, you know, somebody slept their way to the top. I mean, you know, there's a lot of successful men out there, you know, a lot of successful women. When a woman is successful, people think it's because she had sex. When a dude is successful, they think, oh, it's because he's just really, really good. Well, how many guys slept with women that helped their career? Now, people are like, well, how? Yeah, well, you know, a lot of successful men, what makes them successful is they know women. They know women. You know, that's why we have so many homosexual successful men out there. They understand women. They understand the market. They know how to be a team player. They know how to work with women. And so even back in the 60s, the Mad Men days, you know, if you had a secretary, that secretary could, you know, rain you or ruin you or they could, you know, help you rule and make you or break you. And so men, successful men, know how to work women too. And so does anybody say that Clinton slept his way to the top? Does anybody say Obama slept his way to the top or George Bush slept his way to the top? We don't know who they slept with and we don't care. Yet everybody seems to be so concerned about who Kamala Harris slept with. And, you know, if you're a Republican or if you're a Democrat, this has got to make you cringe because it just makes us look bad. And it basically is more anti-woman than you think. OK, you know, if Kamala Harris, you know, was picked for vice president and you want to criticize, don't go after a gynecological body part. Then, you know, address her record. I don't get why it all has to be about, you know, it just always seems to start to marginalize about, you know, a woman's vagina. And it's ridiculous because let's say somebody did sleep with somebody. Let's say Bill Clinton knew who to sleep with. Let's say George Bush knew how to sleep with. Let's say Trump knew exactly who he wanted to sleep with. You know, and having a woman by his side that was beautiful helped him become successful. You know, a lot of people like trophy wives, and maybe there's men out there that pick somebody beautiful because it exudes success. I mean, this is what's going on, and we're like, oh, no, that's horrible. That's the truth, okay? I mean, I don't know why my husband married me. I'm no trophy wife, right? But, you know, people marry people sometimes for certain reasons. So we can't just say a woman sleeps her way to the top and not accuse men of doing the same. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So there was a lot of back and forth before Joe Biden chose Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris and he had some, you know, pretty abrupt exchanges during the primary debates. Donald Trump yesterday had, you know, said that she was, you know, kind of outright nasty, but as primaries do, they pit people against each other, and then all of a sudden, people need to combine and join forces and take one for the team. And so even though Joe Biden originally was probably looking at Klobuchar, because of everything going on in Minneapolis and, because of, you know, his, you know, gaffes and, you know, issues with the African American community, he thought that, choosing Kamala Harris, we believe, might help that. Now, you know, people want to know what exactly does she stand for?
Well, you know, whenever I look at the vice presidential pick, you know, it is very, very crucial in what they truly stand for, because they might be future president. And Joe Biden is 77. Kamala Harris is 56. She's going to be turning 56 in October. She's actually has a very, very youthful, spry, spunky sort of vitality to this ticket. And, you know, many people think that Joe Biden might not even make it through his first term, either, you know, for health issues or because he'll be asked to step down. So we could be looking at a President Harris. So people are a little concerned, and they're like, well, what do we know about her? You know, well, I'm a little confused, because I've been trying to follow her on health care and things like that. And from what I understand, during the primary, there was kind of a lot of back and forth. And that's why, like I said, you got to really take a lot of their platform with a grain of salt. You know, just like when you see the Supreme Court justices, when they, during the Senate hearings, say, I am not going to vote a political side. I am going to rule how I feel. And then, you know, here they are on the Supreme Court. They're usually, you know, split 5-4. And so, you know, whatever they say, can you really, really count on? Kamala Harris is looked upon by some as a moderate, not progressive enough, and by others as being too liberal. So I don't know if it's because there's certain changes on our key policy issues, or it all depends on how you look at it. So New York Times kind of broke this down, and it kind of broke it down into, you know, where she is on, you know, or where she has been on certain things. So racial justice and policing. So she's going to be the first black woman and the first person of Indian descent. I think she's half Jamaican, half Indian, to be nominated for vice president. She's a former prosecutor. She has been criticized for her handlings of police shootings of civilians while she was California's attorney general. And people said she was not aggressive enough in stepping in to overhaul rogue police departments, and that she sided too frequently with police unions. Ms. Harris said that she was trying to affect change from inside government. She said, when we want to reform systems, it shouldn't. And it can't only be from the outside on bended knee or trying to break down the door. So she released plans outlining her vision for criminal justice reform and how to stand up for black America. So she called for ending mass incarceration, cash bail, and the death penalty. She wants to create national police systems review board, making attending historically black colleges and universities debt-free for students, and other measures. Now, her stance on capital punishment has drawn scrutiny. As district attorney of San Francisco, she chose not to seek the death penalty in a major case on moral grounds. But as attorney general, she appealed a judge's decision declaring the California death penalty law unconstitutional. So that's why people are like, is she for it? Is she against it? And then there was, she had been bused as a child to school. And so she had confronted Joe Biden during the primary about his recollections of working with segregationists in the Senate, and then she opened up her personal history. And, you know, she had said that Biden had a post-school busing mandate to integrate schools, and then she talked about her, that there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools, and she was bused to school every day, and that little girl was me. And so she kind of put Biden on the spot in terms of, you know, those issues. And then, so you know, I don't know if we have any formal, you know, plan yet. Again, she just found out she was going to be vice president, but my guess is her team's working on something. Healthcare, people have been asking me. And with healthcare, there was a little bit of back and forth. So she co-sponsored Senator Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All legislation. And at a CNN town hall event early in her campaign, she responded to a question about private insurance, saying, let's eliminate all of that. So when she said she wanted to eliminate all private insurance, that started to make people very, very nervous and look at, okay, we might be looking at more of a socialized medicine system under her. So she came under fire. There was blowback, and the issue of abolishing private coverage didn't really bode well. But then on the debate stage, when Democrat candidates were asked who would abolish private health insurance, she did raise her hands, but then after the debate, she said she misunderstood the question. Then she later put her own health care plan, placed her somewhere between Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, and her plan sought to provide Medicare for all Americans, but did keep a role for health insurance companies by allowing people to choose private plans modeled on Medicare Advantage. So she started to kind of back down on that, and that's kind of what politicians do, so I'm not really, really surprised. Now, regulating business. So after the 2008 financial crisis, she pulled California out of a national settlement with big banks, leveraging her power as attorney general to get more money from major mortgage lenders. Now, she later announced that California homeowners would receive $12 billion in mortgage relief under the settlement. Yet critics claim on the left that she didn't do enough to clamp down on lenders or to regulate the tech industry. And they say she has close ties to Silicon Valley. So, so there's been a lot of, like, debate. Apparently, like, Uber, she had threatened Uber with legal action if the company didn't remove driverless cars from the California roads. But then she failed to oppose legislation that would have overridden tough California rules on autonomous vehicles. She also called for an increased risk of corporate taxes. So I think we could see a lot of Bidenisms with her when it comes to that. And then with, she did propose, in terms of education, giving teachers pay raises. She also committed to using her executive power to put in place an array of gun control measures, mandatory background checks, more stringent regulation of gun manufacturers, and also promised to work to close a loophole that allows some domestic abusers to buy guns under certain conditions. She also argued that states and localities with a history of unconstitutionally restricted abortion rights should have to obtain federal approval before any new abortion laws could take effect. And she proposed closing the gender wage gap. And then on climate, I believe she wants to establish an independent office of climate and environmental justice accountability and rate environmental laws and rules based on their impact on low-income communities. And she did suggest a tax credit for up to $6,000 for middle-class and working-class families. So we kind of see a little bit of a maybe a moderate or a little bit of back and forth, maybe more liberal on certain issues, but I don't really think her platform is defined. Because remember, she failed, and she failed pretty miserably in the primary. And so, you know, people didn't like, you know, a lot of what she, you know, had suggested or touted. So my guess is she's going to, under direction, you know, of the, you know, party leaders, you know, help form a plan or basically support Biden's plan, what she wants to do if she later becomes president. If that so happens, could be just up in the air, just like with anybody else. I mean, you know, you rarely get, yeah, I mean, if I ever ran for president, I would tell you exactly what I would do, you know, and, you know, protect the Second Amendment, you know, help the environment. I would want, to, you know, stop the ban on gay men donating blood. I would want to incentivize employers rather than tax and punish employers. I would rather, you know, want to encourage employment rather than, you know, discourage it. And I would, you know, get rid of Obamacare. And so, you know, my platform would be a little bit of this, a little bit of that, you know, maybe leaning more right. But when you then get into office, and they're like, you know, look, you know, we need more money going to the environment. Okay, you know, we have this bill. And, you know, you want to give this money to, you know, job reform, but or, you know, or, you know, law enforcement, but we have this. And, you know, if I make a change of, let's say, 5 million, all of a sudden, I look anti one side or the other. And so, you know, politics are like that. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will be launching their newly minted Democratic presidential ticket later today, as the former VP has chosen the California senator to be his running mate. An event is being set up in Biden's hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. Harris is already featured in a TV campaign ad for the ticket.
In the middle of a pandemic, the president is trying to rip away health care. While small businesses close, he's given breaks to his wealthy donors.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell opening the Senate this morning and again saying the Democrats are not serious about negotiating a new economic stimulus package to help those affected by the pandemic. He says they still are making numerous demands that are unrelated to the coronavirus crisis. And this is USA Radio News. A shooting at a hospital in Shreveport, Louisiana, still has police on scene looking for the suspect. 41-year-old Taniel Cole, who they say has already shot and injured one person at St. Mary's Medical Center. Negotiators are on scene trying to mediate a possible hostage situation. The rate of inflation picking up slightly. It rose by 0.6% in July, according to the federal government. That's 1% higher as compared to July of last year. As violence rages in the city of Chicago, President Trump is repeating his offer to send federal troops to the city.
Together, the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois have 25,000 police officers, sheriffs, and guardsmen available to quell any violence. They can do it very quickly, very easily.
The county DA covering Portland, Oregon, says some protesters will not be prosecuted because they are righteously expressing grief, anger, and frustration. And this is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Thank you all for tuning in. My nose is running. Sorry, and it's not very clear. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. Okay, so, you know, everybody wants to help. Everybody wants to give advice during COVID. And, you know, so some universities have kind of taken it upon themselves to address an issue that's very important to their, you know, their consumer. And a university's consumer are young, usually young adults. And what do most young adults do, especially college students? They have sex. So everybody has kind of taken it upon themselves to make statements or to give advice or to, you know, make suggestions during COVID. And it's at the point now where, you know, they have, you know, teams and departments, you know, who make sure they've kind of done their part. I mean, I've seen some universities actually, you know, submit really ridiculous messages. And then I've seen some that do well. And I get they're a university, they're a force, they're an organization, they're a community, they have thousands of people, you know, within their walls. Might as well, you know, say your piece. So the University of Georgia, I believe it's the health centers, they have like a sexual health website page, decided to give some suggestions, okay? And they suggested, okay, that you are your safest new partner. They're not really wrong with that. If you only have sex with yourself, you're not really spreading COVID. They also suggested to practice solo sex and limit the number of sex partners you have. Now, I don't know if they really get it, but most of us, it limits by default. I mean, the amount of sexual partners I had wasn't many because, I mean, if I could have more, I would have. So if somebody goes, well, what number do you want us to limit it to? And if they say, can you try to limit it to 5? Many people are going to say, okay, well, I still have 5 to go. All right. So, you know, but I get that they are some people that seem to have sex all the time with multiple people. And, you know, they're far and few between. But the average college student is like, it's limited anyway. I mean, nature is limiting it. Being in a lockdown is limiting it. But I get what they're saying. But they also decided to carry it a little step more and give some more advice. And they suggested that if you are going to have sex, to wear a mask. Now, I would be lying if I didn't say that my husband had suggested I cover my face during sex. If it helps, it helps, right? You know, whoever he wants to imagine, I'll even just wear the mask if that's what he wants. But they suggested and insinuated that panting, right, could cause spread of the virus. So they say heavy breathing and panting can further spread the virus. Wearing a mask can reduce the risk. Now, they're right. They're right. The problem is whenever somebody tries to do some sort of good, and not to mention try to attract you to their website by bringing up certain keywords, because you have to plug in a keyword for your SEO, your search engine optimization. So sex is a huge keyword. I mean, everyone's like, oh, you know, this popped up with sex. There's the trolls, or there's the people that will want, there's the haters. So they apparently took it and they mocked it all over Facebook. And so the university, which I don't think they should have done, backed down. And they took it off. And they took it off because they were being ridiculed. I believe their statement was, the information was mocked, ridiculed, and criticized, according to UGA spokesman Greg Trevor. They told the Athens Banner-Herald. They say the information was consistent with language that appears on multiple health and medical sites across the country, including Mayo Clinic. So here they are reiterating stuff, but because they put their own little twist on it, and because students are some of the best meme makers out there, they got themselves in a little bit of trouble. The average student doesn't go to the Mayo Clinic website, but these students do go to their university websites. So that's what happens. So, you know, you give advice and all of a sudden now it's all over and it's ridiculed and mocked. But we do have a topic of, you know, what have we been spreading COVID through sex? Have all these young people still been hooking up? Have they been still partying? Have they, you know, now I have kids that are in the Generation Z category. So millennials are kind of older. They were born from 1980 to 1995. So many of them are kind of graduating, maybe in graduate school. But the Generation Zers are now, you know, the youth. And then we got the alphas. And the Generation Alphas, they're the ones born after 2010. And they're a very interesting generation, which we're going to talk about because I've written a book and I know a lot about the Generation Alphas because I'm very observant of our very, very youth. And I need to know who's going to be taking care of me and paying into my Social Security. So trust me, I really want to cultivate, you know, and germinate that Generation Alpha just right. But kids are out there. They're dating. They're not social distancing. They're ripping off the mask. And it's because they're kids, okay? You know how they say youth is wasted on the young or ignorance bliss or whatever? You know, youth thinks they're immortal. You know, these young kids, right, are watching all this going on. They're seeing their parents. They're kind of listening to the news, and they're not listening to the news, and they're like, okay, wait a second here. You know, what's fake news? What's not? You know, and then they see their buddy, and their buddy's not coughing, and their other buddy's not coughing, and then they see the girl, and they have their hormones, and they, and, you know, they're also thinking YOLO. You only live once. YOLO. That's all I keep hearing. You know, I'll see my son, you know, reach for a bunch of carbs. And I'm like, okay, cut the carbs. We want to make sure you don't have high cholesterol. Watch your sugar. You need to have vegetables. YOLO, Mom. And all I hear is YOLO. You only live once. I'm like, okay, you're given a body. You want to take care of that body. Are you taking care of your car? If you're taking care of the car, you also want to take care of your body. But, you know, there's somebody out there that you could sleep with. Do you really think the average young person is going to, you know, say, oh, yeah, it's COVID. I'm not going to. Kids are, it's rampant. The dating scene is rampant. Maybe bars are closed, but liquor stores are open. So people are hanging out at each other's houses. People are, I mean, it's just what's happening. I mean, they're having bonfires. They're going out to the desert. Okay, they're having sex in their cars. All right, you know, it's in fact, these kids have a much easier time now, you know, because, you know, before it was, okay, well, I'm going to school, now I have to be in school and all that, and, you know, now it's like, well, you know, okay, the you know, mom, I'm going to go grocery shopping, or I'm going to do this. And mom and dad are fixed. They have to stay home, or they have to be in their certain position. So they're a certain location. And so, you know, the kids, I think, have a lot more freedoms than we think they do. But, you know, the younger generation, and I keep warning them, and I, you know, tell my son to tell their friends, look, you know, this loss of smell thing kind of worries me. We don't know if you're going to get long-term virus. And he goes, Mom, all my friends just want to get it. You know, and I'm like, don't have that thinking yet. And, you know, it's a younger mind. And the lockdown that they had, I mean, for me, you know, time starts to go by like, you know, life is like a roll of toilet paper. You know, the closer you get to the end, the faster it rolls, right? With younger people, 4, 5, 6 months seems a lifetime. And so they're not slowing down. And so, you know, when we have been seeing these spreads, whether it was the protests, whether it was, you know, places opening up and lockdowns being lifted or phases being rolled back or rolled forward or whatever, you know, we really do have a huge, huge landscape of young people and sex going on. So, I don't blame the university for, you know, suggesting that, you know, people have solo sex. But then again, that is enough to be kind of hilarious. You know, tell the young kid, a young boy, to have that. Like, oh, really? Oh, I never thought of that. So, yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. But anyway, so, you know, the youth is going to persist. And there was a study that came out that in Stockholm, they didn't have lockdowns like London did. And they seem to have similar antibody numbers. And so, you know, we're starting to rethink the lockdown thing. And so it's probably because lockdowns didn't work and the youth were still out there doing what they do. 1-877-DR-4.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
DOC, DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Did you guys know that they were making a musical, like a Princess Diana musical? I still call her Lady Diana, you know, because I don't know that. You know, that's like the first name I learned of hers. It was Lady Diana and then Lady Di and then, yeah. So it's Princess Diana. Apparently, there's going to be a Broadway musical. It's Diana, a New Musical. That's what it's called. It's a stage production about Princess Diana. Now, apparently it went dark right before opening night. So if some of you haven't heard about it, that's why. And apparently they are going to kind of do what Disney did with Hamilton
and they're going to just premiere it on Netflix. Oh, actually, they're going to premiere it on Netflix, and then it'll hopefully reopen on Broadway May 25th, 2021. So it's directed by Christopher Ashley, and it's starring Gina DeWall as the title character. And the musical will be filmed without an audience on the stage of the Longacre Theater for Netflix debut. Now, I guess they've been trying to do health and safety protocols, and, you know, we haven't really talked much about how show business is happening. You know, we talked about how many of the movie makers have hired coronavirus experts, and shall we say they're kind of like the police, you know, within the company to make sure that everybody is COVID safe, but you can't social distance when you're trying to film a movie. You can't social distance when the director needs to be by the cameraman. You can't social distance when you have, you know, the, you know, couple need to do a love scene. And so, from what I understand, there is production being done at some levels, but I think there's a lot of hush-hush. And what Hollywood wants to hopefully do is be able to launch, you know, once they are able to make certain movies, you know, be able to, you know, go back to the way it was, where, you know, Wonder Woman had, you know, the guy from Star Trek was in the Wonder Woman movie, was it Chris Pine, you know, and I think, you know, he comes back in the next Wonder Woman, you know, so they have a lot of kissy scenes, but that was made before COVID. But, you know, kissy scenes and love scenes and sex scenes are kind of big. Fight scenes, how do you be COVID-friendly with a fight scene? And California has some of the strictest rules. So there's been a lot of questions on, has Hollywood still had to abide by those rules? As long as we know, it's the rules are, you know, still in place, and they're not producing. But my guess is there's definitely some work happening on the side. Otherwise, we would have heard about mass layoffs. So, you know, to see a Broadway film and a Broadway show with social distancing and no masks will be kind of interesting. And, you know, people have been moving to the stream. Now, Mulan, I don't know if you guys have been following what's been going on with Disney, but Disney's Mulan is kind of similar to what they did with Aladdin. You know, what do you do in Hollywood if you're kind of low on ideas and previous movies made bank? You just reprise that movie and do it a little different. And so Aladdin ended up being a real hit. At first I was like, really, you're going to kind of make it live character Aladdin? Is that going to work? And it worked. It was very entertaining. Still a lot of critics, still mixed reviews, but it made money. And, you know, it's streaming on Disney Plus, and I've watched it like 2-3 times. I really, really liked it. Lion King, on the other hand, I think that bombed. Lion King, what they did is they just had animals, and they kind of, you know, animated the animals, and it was okay, but it took away, you know. But Aladdin, they did really, really well. They made it funny, and they did, you know, added extra song, etc. So Mulan wanted to piggyback on that success. So Mulan was a hit, I believe, in the 90s, was it? Late 90s, early 2000s. And it wasn't as big a hit as, like, Aladdin and Lion King, but it still was up there, and it was still a great story. So Disney made a movie. The movie was supposed to be released this spring, I believe in May, and COVID messed that up. So it hasn't been released. It hasn't been released. The thing is Disney has a streaming service, Disney Plus. And while everybody's waiting for Mandalorian, and while everybody with COVID has already seen every movie 3 times on Disney Plus, Disney decided, you want to know what, we're going to release Mulan, right, on Disney. The problem is they're also going to charge an extra $30. So if you're already paying the $7 a month for Disney Plus, now on top of that, you have to pay an extra $30. And the big screen release was thrice delayed at least 3 times. And so I think they're worried about money. So rather than just stream it for free like Hamilton, I mean, what they did with Hamilton was, all right, guys, you know, if you want to see Hamilton, buy Disney Plus. Well, a lot of people have Disney Plus. Now they're probably thinking about dropping it. So they need to have something else. But with Mulan, they're going to charge. Now, some people are saying, oh, that's great. You know, $30. You know, I could invite a whole bunch of kids over. We could do a birthday party. It's way cheaper than paying for $12 tickets or $15 tickets for kids to go to the movie on a Sunday. So, yeah, why don't we do it? Remember, just make sure, you know, you're not going to have the coronavirus police come and break down your party or shut off your power, right, and your water if you're having a birthday party. So for $30 for a family, let's say a seven, when you have to pay those that kind of money for tickets, you know, to go see Mulan, it works. But for other people, they're like, okay, we're starting to get nickel and dimed. We are really starting to get nickel and dimed. We're going to talk about yesterday how used cars have just skyrocketed in price. I mean, they've added premiums on used cars. I mean, used cars are supposed to be like, you know, the deal of the century. And, you know, you're not losing all that, all that value. You get a new car, you don't have all that depreciation, et cetera. But we're seeing right now that used car prices, because people are trying to avoid public transit, because people are sick of being home, they can't really fly anywhere, we are seeing buyers flood the used car market. So what's happening? Well, the price is going up. They say the average listing of used vehicles was $21,000 in July, up $700 from June. Right, a large truck up $2,300, mid-sized truck up $1,800, sports car up $1,300, large SUV $1,000. A large SUV, I don't even know if that's a used price. I'm seeing a price here of $3,700. I think those are just lists. Those are list prices. But we're seeing prices just skyrocket all over. So, you know, whether it's going to be an entertainment, whether it's going to be with your used car, whether it's, oh yeah, there's a movie Scoob. Thank you. Somebody just texted, there's a movie Scoob. I guess it has to do with Scooby-Doo. I was never really into Scooby-Doo. You know, I thought the blonde dude was kind of cute. I thought Daphne was pretty. I thought Scooby-Doo and Shaggy were kind of funny, but I'm not really a big Scooby-Doo fan. And the van drove me crazy. I just didn't like their van. And I kind of learned why later in life. But, you know, oh yeah, and you know, Shaggy always, you know, was like stoned and wasn't well kept. So I wasn't really a big fan. You know, as a kid, I just didn't get it. Did not get it. That's going to be $19.99 for people who want that. And then there's going to be a Trolls World Tour. And anyway, so, you know what? Just kind of keep an eye out on things and prices of things. And, you know, consumers are starting to be a little bit more smart. You know, we're going to be talking about how, I don't know if this is a good thing, but, you know, there's restaurant owners in New York saying it just doesn't make sense anymore. Steinmart, from what we understand, Steinmart that has over 300 stores now filing for bankruptcy. So retailers started to raise their prices. They tried to compensate. They tried to attract customers by lowering prices. There's just no volume. And these companies can't do it without volume. We got a lot more to talk about in the next hour. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOT-BELLY.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.